Are you directing a camp for the first time? Are you not even sure what the difference is between a new, emerging, or young camp pro? Do you think that this time in your career is just meant to be stressful? Join us today to hear some of our mistakes so that you can make new ones. And here's some advice on getting the most out of this exciting stage in your career. We promise it's not all bad.
Welcome to Beyond Camp, a podcast for summer camp directors and leaders by Go Camp Pro. Beyond Camp explores the intersection of camp and the rest of our lives. Camp professionals know that all aspects of our lives affect our camp experience, and Beyond Camp is here to dive into the messy, brave, and joyous conversations that surround that fact. Check out our show notes at gocamp.pro/beyondcamp.
We here at Go Camp Pro are grateful to the folks at ACA Illinois for their support of our podcasts. The American Camp Association of Illinois is made up of nearly 289,000 members, volunteers, campers, families, and professionals who believe in the power of camp. ACA Illinois works to disrupt the effects of poverty by providing fundamental services for children and families and learning opportunities for camp professionals. Learn more about ACA Illinois by visiting acail.org.
Welcome to Beyond Camp, where we explore the intersection of camp in our lives. For too long, camp professionals have referred to camp as being in a bubble, and we're here to burst that bubble with you today. We know that camp intersects with every aspect of our lives. We're excited to delve into those. We're your hosts, Rachel Kent. My pronouns are she, her.
And I'm Cassie Bloy. My pronouns are also she, her.
And we're here to go beyond camp with you. As a reminder, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening today, and be sure to check out the show notes at gocamp.pro/beyondcamp. Now, let's get started. Today's episode is sort of a product of listener suggestions and also something that Cassie and I feel really strongly about. We've sort of touched on in different areas before, but that is leadership of a camp as a young or new or emerging camp pro. And we understand that this means something different to everyone. So if you feel like you fit into this category, welcome. We're happy to chat with you. And if you don't, but you still want to listen in, we're glad you're still here. So Cassie, leadership of camp as a young, new, emerging camp pro. This is a large topic that I think we're hoping to break down a little bit more, right?
Yeah, I think so, because I think there are a lot of different definitions. And I think there's pieces of like maybe more seasoned camp pros and how they might view camp, younger camp pros as well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should start off by sort of defining what it is that we're talking about. So when I think of a young camp pro, I'm specifically thinking age-wise, because I think that that brings about certain challenges. Even if they've been directing for, you know, 10 years, if they're only 30 or in their late 20s, they're perceived very differently than somebody who's been directing for 10 years but is 45, I find. I also think that a director who's been directing for a couple of years but appears to be in their mid-40s is approached very differently and seen differently than somebody who's in their early 20s and has been directing for an equal amount of time.
Definitely. But I think there's also something for the word emerging.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that that's totally different than young.
Yeah.
So Cassie, what does emerging mean to you?
For me, emerging is somebody who's new to like maybe the year-round camp world, where we're working in kind of that bigger entity and more on maybe the business side of camp versus the programmatic side of camp. And I would say like anywhere in like the under 7 years, you're still figuring this out and figuring out what it means to be a camp professional for you.
Yeah. And I think emerging also can mean somebody who's just begun to get more financial control over their camp or over their business, somebody who's being able to make more decisions, or somebody who's just sort of stepping into or onto the stage that is being a camp pro in terms of like conference attending conferences or speaking at them, volunteering, things like that. So I think it's a really interesting label, and I don't think at all that it needs to be tied to age. And it also has its own challenges with it.
Mm-hmm. Which, as you say that, my mind's like, maybe you can be emerging at various stages in your camp professional life, right? You can be a young emerging camp pro, and then you can be a emerging speaker at conferences or as you kind of maybe go up that chart and maybe you're at like a CEO level, you're still emerging into something new.
Absolutely. So I think perhaps emerging is like one of those Velcro identities, one that we can put on and take off throughout our careers as things change. Because as you sort of move up in leadership or move into new organizations, you're going to end up at different tables where you'll be seen as a new or emerging camp pro. And then I think, mm-hmm. so we've talked about new and emerging, or sorry, young and emerging, but I think there's also the new camp pro. And I think this is somebody yeah. who's like in their very first full-time job, or in their very first, it could be seasonal, depending on how your camp yeah. is run, like your first summer where you're the person in site who's on charge. Because for me, those first summers, I was seasonal. I was like a May to August or October, depending on the year, mm-hmm. camp pro. But I was new because I was still the person in charge at the end of the night. And so it was 3 a.m. and I was up with that camper who wouldn't sleep. And I was like, oh man, it's me and this one other person awake in this entire camp. I'm in charge. That's when I was like, yep, I'm a camp pro because no one's going to fix this problem except for me.
Yeah. When I think it's that moment when you realize that even if your radio is off, they can still wake you up. Mm. Right. Because you're that point on the ladder that they can't go any further above that. You're the maximum potential for getting support.
Yeah. So we hope for our listeners that these sort of like definitions of the young, new, emerging camp pro, that one of those sort of fits for you, maybe multiple of them do. And like any identity that intersects, you can be both young and emerging, new and young, you know, any of those combinations. And they all have their own challenges, which we're sort of going to get into. So Cassie, why don't we flip sort of to how we identify? If you want to sort of start, where do you feel you identify and why do you think that you're qualified to talk about this topic?
Yeah, I think I have been a young camp professional, but I would almost say I wasn't necessarily young, but people always perceive me as being younger than I appear physically. But within that though, I think I was... It takes a while to figure this out. So I think I had about, it took me a good 3 years to really feel comfortable with what I was doing as a camp director, like mm-hmm. to have the confidence to just be like, no longer have to fake it till you make it, as we all like to sometimes say. And you can probably hear mm-hmm. about that. I think we did a mini pod on it recently or last yep. season.
Yep.
Yep. And so now I would say, because I'm not in camp, it's really hard to say I'm even a camp professional anymore, but I have a camp side of me that is engaged in different pieces. So I would say I am now another emerging camp professional in a different way, mm-hmm. a different realm, a different area of the camp world.
Interesting. And that's a good example of that sort of like Velcro identity where you maybe took it off for a little while when you got settled and then you put it back mm-hmm. on as you've emerged into a different aspect of the camp world. That's yeah. fascinating. Thanks for sharing. I think for me, my days of being like a brand new camp pro were a little while ago because that's when I started seasonally directing and it was a big step, huge step. And feel free to email me and I'm happy to chat with folks about that. It's when I first started drinking coffee. My first night of pre-camp, there was a giant storm, a tree fell on a hydro wire, there was a fire, I had to move people to another building because of course the fire was right next to the building we were in, the roads flooded, the power was cut, we had to evacuate to one of our other camps. And I was like, that was like the next morning. So like, but in the course of that 12 hours, I was like, I'm going to have to start drinking coffee. And here we are, I don't know, 8 or 9 years later, and I still work at camp and I still love coffee, but better coffee than we had at camp back then. Anyway, so that was my new camp pro experience.
That's a lot as like a brand new camp professional to like have to deal with all of that. Like
I had a great support system sort of above me within my organization that I was able to call and be like, so this is happening. And I think I fed my staff like Eggos and ice cream for dinner that night. Everyone was happy. So good snacks can remedy problems, in case anyone's wondering. That's the lesson that I've learned over the years. But we'll go back. We'll get to more serious lessons in a minute. But how I identify now is I think I still feel very much that I'm sort of in that young / emerging phase. I mean, I just turned 30, so maybe I'm easing out of that young phase, but it depends on the room that I'm in as well. When I'm amongst my peers, I don't feel that like young title as much, but when I sit down at tables with folks who've been doing this for 30 years, I still very much feel that young title. And I think I wear it with pride a lot of the time. And it also brings with it a fair amount of insecurities for me, which I think are things that I have to work through myself. I don't think that they're necessarily things that other people see in me. And then emerging, I think because I'm solidifying my footing within the larger camp community in a new role, and then also work with my work within the Provincial Camping Association. But I think it's a really exciting time because when you are sort of young, new, or emerging, you also have the chance to learn from others around you. So you can like bring in change and bring in your own ideas, but you also can absorb so much knowledge around you, which is phenomenal. And I think is such a unique thing to being in this position. So I guess that's why I feel like I'm qualified to talk about it, because I think I've walked through it and I'm still walking through it in many ways. But like most things in the world, I don't think Cassie and I would say we're experts on this, but we're happy to share our thoughts and grateful for folks who want to listen to them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the best thing we as camp professionals do is we share our experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, hope absolutely. That maybe somebody learns from our mistakes.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
But I hope people make their mistakes as well.
Yes. I had a manager who used to say, make new mistakes. So don't make the same mistake two or three times, because then you're just getting sloppy, but make a new one, because that means you're trying something new. And I love that. And then I think our friends over at Camp Code say make mistakes, and they have great stickers for that. I used to have them on my notebook. Anyways, try not to make our mistakes, make your own ones, and then you can tell us about them later. We'll have you on the podcast. So that is a great segue into things we've learned along the way. Cassie, before we go to break, what are maybe like one or two things that you think you've learned over the course of your career, reflecting back on sort of those new and emerging times in your life?
I would say like communication. We talked about it last episode, but communication was a big thing that I think I've learned to work with and adjust more readily on the fly and on the go to fit various people. And the other thing is, as much as it's hard and it sucks, firing the person when they need to go, when their time is up.
Mm. Oh my goodness. Yes. I did an episode on Camp Hacker about firing. And we'll try and link that in the show notes for you folks. I was just a guest on it, but there was such good information about firing. And Cassie, I'm sure you have a lot of great advice on it as well that I think is super important, and it can just make your life infinitely easier. But it's a really hard thing that I think a lot of new camp pros struggle with. I'm going to share a couple of my lessons quickly, and then we're going to pop to a break, and then we will come back in with some advice. And you can hear all about Cassie and my mistakes. So I think for me, I have two lessons. One is sort of within camp and one is within the larger camp community. And within camp, I think my lesson that I've learned is to have confidence in yourself. You think that your staff all think you're really young. And I used to have staff who were older than me, but you know your stuff. So act with confidence, but also humility, and allow your staff to learn with you and apologize for your mistakes in front of them. And we'll talk about that later, because I have a mistake that comes to mind, at least one, but make those apologies to your staff. I think that was a great learning of mine. And then my second learning is within the larger camp community is find some allies, find some folks who are your age, who don't work at your camp, mm-hmm. who you can call up and be like, oh my goodness, this parent said this to me, or I'm facing this issue, or the staff member is 4 years older than me and thinks that they know the world, or the staff member wanted my job and now I have it. And how do I deal with it? Because that comes up all the time as well. So find yourself an ally, somebody that you can call or text, your phone a friend that you might use during the summer season, because you need that. Because I think when we get into lessons learned, for myself and Cassie, we talked about this a little bit, that being at the top, directing, leading can be really lonely in the summer.
Yeah. That's why I like to invert the hierarchy.
Yeah, it can be really lonely. So sometimes having that phone a friend who's outside of your little bubble can be really helpful. On that note, we're going to take a quick break here. And then when we come back, we will pop into some of the mistakes and stumbles that we've had along the way. So hopefully you can make new ones and not the ones that we've made. We'll be right back.
At the American Camp Association of Illinois, our work is driven by our passion and aim to make the world a better place. And we do that by using camp as a tool of transformation. Our accreditation program is renowned nationally for its distinct peer review experience, which coaches local camps and agencies in running safe, quality programs that change lives. To learn more about the accreditation program, including the unlimited benefits of participating, head to acail.org.
And we're back. So Cassie, mistakes, stumbles along the way. This is the time I spoke with humility before. So I suppose mm-hmm. I'm putting that on you and asking that of you here, if you'd be willing to share some mistakes or things you've learned.
Yeah. Bringing people back when their time at camp is over. that is, I would say, not a mistake, but a stumble, right? Because sometimes, especially in the last few years, we at camp have all experienced like this hiring shortage and not enough this and not enough that of this person or that person. We can't find these key positions. So we see this person that wants to come to the camp again, mm-hmm. but we've worked with them, we've seen their experiences, and we're like, you know, they're good, but they're not great. Mm-hmm. But then in the end, they're the warm body that fills the hole.
Mm-hmm. It's like that phrase, sometimes you have the staff, like they need camp more than camp needs them. I don't know if you've ever encountered that.
Yeah, exactly that. Like they need it, or they feel obligated to return or entitled to return. Kind of all of those and bringing those people back can shift your culture and your staff morale, and it can really make things hard to shift change if you're looking to make like big changes in your community at your camp, whether that's programming or culture or just anything you're looking for, because you will never get rid of, well, that's the way we used to do it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's a hard thing to make those decisions as well. And they can feel risky if you don't have folks lined up to fill those spots. Why don't we go back and forth on a couple of lessons here? I think one of mine is that I used to, I guess I would get insecure when I wasn't going to be an expert on something. And I was mixing juice once. It was like a women's retreat we were having up at camp, and my supervisor was there, and she was like, oh, can you make up the juice? And I made some joke about how I was bad at making juice, because I think once before I had made juice and not stirred it, then we served it, and so all the juice powder was at the bottom. Rookie mistake, Rachel, rookie mistake. So I was joking. I was like, you don't want me to do this. And my supervisor turned to me, or pulled me aside, not in front of people, because good feedback is not given in front of a group of people when it's critical, and said, you know, if you don't express confidence in your ability to make juice, how are people going to have confidence in you on the ropes course or when you're directing, even though you're fully capable of doing those things? And that was a good lesson to me, the importance of not making self-deprecating jokes about myself, because that's not humility. Like that's different than owning your mistakes, because your staff want to have confidence in you, and you need to have that confidence in yourself. So joking that you have no idea what you're doing in front of your staff, I think sets you back a little bit. It's different than saying, hey, we're all learning together. Like, wow, I've never been in this very specific situation before, but you know that you have the ability to make decisions because you can pull from other things that you've experienced. So it's one thing to be like, wow, let's all learn through this together, versus be like, well, I have no idea what I'm doing and I'm panicking just as much as you, because that's just going to cause chaos. And I think for that new or young camp director, that was a good lesson that I learned. So I'm going to pass that on, hopefully, to somebody else who needs that right now.
Excellent. I'm trying to think of another like one as we go through here. I think the other one is like, it's not necessarily about the job itself, but about yourself. You need the rest and the sleep as well. It's not just the kids. It's not just the staff, but it's you as well. And I think moving from like being frontline and staying up late and doing, you know, all of that fun camp life stuff to becoming the director and making that shift. I don't think it's the first couple summers I worked at camp, I'd be in the office till like 12 o'clock at night, sometimes one, you know, prepping this for the next day, doing that for the next day. And that overall hurt me. I was shattered by the end of the summer, just like a goner. And as I progressed through and got more experience, I learned, I was like, you know what? I need to set a boundary with myself at 10 o'clock. I need to leave camp. And I started making like I'd stop into the staff lounge, be like, good night, say everything to hopefully also encourage them to go to sleep. Not that it works, might for some people, living where we were, where the sun doesn't go down till 1 o'clock. Sometimes it was a good cue for them as well, because when it's still daylight, people don't the concept of sleeping is really hard.
Northern Canada, folks, Northern Canada.
Yeah. So just making that effort of like, and that consistency, I think it also allows you to continue to be a better leader if you can make better decisions because you're alert.
Yeah. And I think that's a good lesson. And I think when you are able to have some sleep and have some rest, then you also have better emotional regulation. And I say that because my mistake has been that I have let my emotions get in the way of making a good decision and I've either raised my voice or spoken in a way that I am not proud of to staff in the moment, and then had to go back sort of with my tail tucked between my legs and say, you know, I'm really sorry. I was really tired or really stressed, and like, I shouldn't have spoken to you that way, or had to make it up in other ways. And so I think like a stumbling block I faced is feeling like I'm really tired and really stressed, and then feeling really alone with those feelings and like people don't get it. And sort of taking that out in a passive aggressive way with staff, and that that's a challenge for me. And that's definitely a mistake that I've made. So I think that that self-care piece, trying to get some sleep and then having that like phone a friend outside of camp, is helpful in managing that.
Yeah. I would say another one would be not connecting with a mentor soon enough. Right? Like you've maybe had that hard day or that hard moment, and instead of phoning for support before you have that hard conversation that you need to have, waiting till like 4 hours after it, after you've had like that emotional whirlwind, as somebody who very much feels feelings quite frequently recently, again, you know, but calling for that support to help you feel better about the decisions you're going to make. Because self-doubt plays a big role. You're like, oh, should I do this? Should I not do this? Will I look like a horrible person? But it's not about your person. It's about the best decision for the group, right? Sometimes, or for the community that you need to make at that time. And as much as some of that stuff is hard, it getting that support and maybe that like talking it through with somebody who has an outside perspective. So just like your phone a friend, phone a mentor.
Yes.
Can be very helpful through those situations.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to end this mistake section on one of the larger ones that I've made in recent history. So the whole camp, so we'll say between 80 and 100 kids that week, for sake of argument, were doing some sort of skit thing before heading down to our big all camp event at the waterfront. And so the staff had them all neatly lined up, like in the parking lot or something. And they were like sitting and like in their little groups or whatever, getting ready. And I was like, oh, it's really hot out. Let's all sit on this field together instead, where it's a little bit shaded. So all the children sat down, they did their thing. And then they all headed down to the waterfront. Unbeknownst to all of us, that field was full of ground wasps, which then erupted when all the children were on it. And now there were children screaming and there were children being stung by wasps. And there were bags of ice being carried around. So, that was my mistake, was making all the children sit in a field of ground wasps, which nobody knew, but it's a mistake. And I had to apologize to the staff for causing chaos. I shouldn't say I had to, but I did apologize. And then we had a board in our staff office where we would own mistakes. And so I put mine up there, but I thought I would end that section on that somewhat humorous note, but not humorous in the moment. So check your fields, folks.
And your forests.
Yeah. Check for the stinging creatures.
In the ground. Similar instance, not me, but my staff yelling children. We all know the picture.
Exactly. Cassie, what's some advice that you wish you had when you were a younger or newer camp pro? Specifically related to your leadership time at camp.
Yeah. Don't feel like you have to do it alone. Right. I think a lot of us going, oh, I'm the camp director. I can do this. I've got everything I need. And then you get hit with like your first summer and you're like trying to do it all. And you don't have to do it all. You can hire the people you need to help you do it. And you can have that support system in place that will help you do it, whether that's in camp or out of camp. Hire more than you need, please. I hired one person my first summer as my program coordinator. We probably could have used two because we also lost our cook halfway through the summer. And we're then also the cooks. So
good advice. I think mine would be to carry a notebook in your pocket with you if you can, or your fanny pack, write things down, because I lose everything. I lose everything in my brain. So I have a little pocket notebook that I carry. Which is super helpful for me to write things down. As we have a few more minutes, do you have another piece of advice?
Yeah. Off of your fanny pack, or not your, your a fanny pack or a waist pouch to put your notebook in with any of your personal emergency medications and your keys and a pen and a Sharpie and hope they're all still there at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's fair. I think my piece of advice is that your staff look up to you and admire you more than you think. Your influence will be greater than you think. So try to stop worrying about your staff respecting you and looking up to you and realize that they're watching you and just lead by doing. I think that's probably my biggest piece of advice is to just try and relax and enjoy it and have a lot of fun. You know, camp is fun for kids and staff. It should be fun for folks in leadership positions as well. So find what is fun for you and make it your brand of fun.
Nice. Remember that you're operating a business.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one that we as camp professionals in general forget that we're doing, and we focus so much on the fun and the kids that we sometimes forget the business side and of what we do. And
yes,
it's just as important from a management level and a leadership level.
Yes, absolutely. So as we head into sort of the last segment of our podcast here for today, we're going to sort of talk about some of the best parts of being an emerging camp pro, because I think it can be, and being new, young, or emerging can be stressful. And I think it comes with its own set of insecurities. I know for me, it often comes with the sort of my self-image of people always think that I'm a little kid when I sit down at a table or when I speak, or that people think I just don't know anything, or that parents are like, well, what is this 20-year-old doing running this camp? They don't have kids themselves, which is a whole other podcast topic somebody can get into another time. But I think for me, one of the best parts of being an emerging camp pro is that there are people who want to help you out, who want to give you advice. And you can make those connections. And there's so much to be learned from people in the industry who've been doing this for a long time. And when I say that, I don't mean that we need to take everything that we learn and put it into practice, but we can absorb everything that's around us and then choose what works best for us. Because when you're in this stage of your career, you very much get to make it what you want. You don't have to be like the last camp director, and you'll never be that camp director because you're different people. But you can use this time of your career to sort of define who you are and how you want to do things and sort of create your own path. And I think that that's really special, or at least it was to me. Cassie?
Yeah, looking back on it, I'm just so grateful for the people I worked with and the fun that we had creating what we get to create as camp professionals, right? So I think it's just like, enjoy the small moments, right? Take that minute to like really step back and look at in the middle of an all camp or a campfire, like just stand back.
And yes,
take a look at how that's the moment where I see that you've done your job, like where everybody's engaged in something, everybody's smiling, having fun, laughing, engaging with the program and each other. And I think that's like your sign of success as well. For me, that was one of them, of knowing that people enjoyed the product we produced.
Yes, absolutely.
Which I know it's hard to think of that way as a product.
No, but it is. Before you take us out, Cassie, maybe I'll elaborate on that or roll with that. My favorite moment at camp each week, because our camp usually runs a weekly session, is our waterfront is at the bottom of a hill, like many folks are, and we look out over a lake. And so we have our end of week campfire. And at the end, the camp song comes up and all the staff stand up front and they link arms and they sing the camp song. And without prompting, all the campers who are watching do the exact same thing because they want to be just like them. And in that moment, to me, the chaos of the week and the stress of it and the conflicts and the drama and, you know, all the stuff that can seem like, what's the point? To me, that fades away. And there's this beautiful moment of young folks looking at folks who are just not that much older than them and being like, wow, I want to be like them one day. And so to me, that's the best part, is being able to create those moments.
Amazing. So we hope that all of those other young and emerging and new camp professionals have something that they can take away from our conversation today, and that something resonates with you as you continue. Before we wrap up, we love to talk about self-care in our recharge station, remembering that it's personal, our personal wellness in the good times and the hard times. It's something that we struggle with both inside and outside of camp. But it's more about charging your batteries or helping you feel more inspired to continue doing what you want to do. Rachel, it looks like you have something for us today.
Yeah. So I know I've talked a lot about walking before, but movement is really important to me. So I love the Strava app because you can download it free to your phone. And there's all these like little monthly challenges that you can join based on whatever type of movement is your preference, walking, running, swimming, working out, rollerblading, et cetera. And you can connect with other people on the app. And it just, you can like track it. So that's nice for folks who feel like they want to check something off. And it's just good self-care to get your body up and moving in whichever way feels best for you.
Amazing. Thank you. I think maybe I'll try that because I haven't been good at moving lately. We want to thank everyone for joining us here Beyond Camp. We hope that you were able to connect and reflect with us as we journey beyond the property lines and bring camp with us. As we wrap up, we want you to be able to connect with us, and you can email both of us at beyondcamp@gocamp.pro. We're always looking for great people to speak to and engage with. Remember to check out our show notes at gocamp.pro/beyondcamp. And to finally wrap up, we want to thank once again the team at GoCamp Pro for holding space and making sure we have the opportunity to speak and engage with you, our listeners, to the team at ACA Illinois for their sponsorship and support of us over these past two and ongoing to three seasons, to our producers, Matt and Jotham, for editing and making sure everything sounds just great every week. We'll try to listen to ourselves more often, we promise. And to you, our listeners, to continuing to listen and helping us drive this podcast forward. Beyond Camp is part of the GoCamp Pro Podcast Network. Check out all our other podcasts at gocamp.pro/podcasts. Go well and safely, friends. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. Beyond Camp is a part of GoCamp Pro and the GoCamp Pro Podcast Network. Find a podcast for camp professionals of every age and stage at gocamp.pro/podcast. Thanks for listening, friends.
Hey, Camp Pros. We love that our industry is built on sharing. In order to foster that spirit, if you've gotten even one good idea from a GoCamp Pro podcast, masterclass, from the Summer Camp Professionals Group, a conference, or wherever else, we ask that you give credit where credit is due. That way, it'll encourage camp pros to keep freely sharing their ideas and make the camp industry as a whole better.